Assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian is dead at age 83. Supporters say he was a compassionate caregiver who paid a steep price for helping chronically and terminally ill patients end their suffering. Critics say Kevorkian's zealotry clouded his ability to behave like a responsible physician. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio has this remembrance.
Jack Kevorkian claimed to have assisted in the suicides of 130 people with the help of machines he invented. He called one the Thanatron, or death machine, and another the Mercitron, or mercy machine. Journalist Jack Lessenberry wrote about Kevorkian for the New York Times and Vanity Fair.
It'll be very interesting 50 years from now to see whether Kevorkian is regarded by history as this sort of bizarre crank, or whether he was regarded as a modern medical pioneer. I think we simply don't know.
Kevorkian first captured the public's attention in 1990. That's when Janet Adkins climbed into the back of his VW van in a suburban Detroit park, laid down, and waited as Kevorkian put a needle into her arm. Adkins pushed a button on a machine and released a painkiller and a poison that killed her quickly and spared her from a future with Alzheimer's disease. After a string of acquittals through the 1990s, a newly elected prosecutor said he didn't plan to bring charges against Kevorkian in any more cases, and the right to die cause was gaining traction nationally. But in 1998, Kevorkian helped Tom Yauch, who had Lou Gehrig's disease, commit suicide. Kevorkian then sent a video to the news program 60 Minutes.
Tom, do you want to go ahead with this? Shake your head yes if you want to go.
The difference this time was that instead of the patient pushing the button, Kevorkian administered the lethal injection.
And we're ready to inject. We're going to inject in your right arm.
A couple of my top administrators were at my house. We were watching the TV. We all kind of looked at it and said, oh, you know what, this is going to be a bigger headache than we thought.
That's David Gorsica. He was the Oakland County prosecutor at the time of the broadcast.
He on 60 Minutes said, what more does he, meaning I, need to prosecute me? So he was begging me to prosecute.
Kevorkian was charged. He decided to represent himself at trial, and a jury convicted him of murder. Journalist Jack Lessenberry says Kevorkian believed his conviction would be a catalyst for the Right to Die movement.
What he thought was once he was convicted, people would surround the prison and demand his release, and the world would be safe for euthanasia. But as he was being, when he was convicted, he looked at me. It was in the courtroom. He said, I've got them right where I want them, and they hustled him away. And the prosecutor looked at me and said, prisoners don't usually get to hold press conferences.
Kevorkian served 8 years in prison. Once he was released in 2007, he kept a relatively low profile. He lectured some and was scheduled to start a book tour later this month. But he went into the hospital a few weeks ago with pneumonia and kidney problems. He died in the middle of the night after a blood clot from his leg traveled to his lungs. Attorney Jeffrey Feiger represented Kevorkian for almost a decade. He says the fact that his longtime client did not end his life in the same way he advocated takes nothing away from the cause in which he believed.
So you might say, in a way, is it rather ignominious that Dr. Kevorkian in the end didn't choose to end his own life the way he had helped patients? And I don't really believe so. I think that everyone chooses the very end for themselves.
Another attorney and friend who was with Kevorkian in the hospital said the nurses who cared for him played the music of Johann Sebastian Bach at his bedside in his final hours. Kevorkian once said in an interview that Bach was his god. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
This is NPR News.